How did the Orlando Sentinel react to covering this? What were the local angles that you started to look at, or was it even possible at that moment to think locally?
Oh, they immediately have a huge meeting of the editors and just start cranking out story ideas and dispatching reporters. We do have a lot of practice in that from hurricanes and disasters, so they just immediately start dispatching hospitals, government buildings, things like that.
And the years and the times immediately after 9/11 generated tons of different news stories, and you've kind of gone back through and pulled out some of the more interesting ones. What do you got?
Well, there was just some amazing things because suddenly we realized how vulnerable we were, theme parks, airports. And then when the anthrax scare hit, there was even one story where a doctor in Santiago, Chile, got a letter that had some minute trace of anthrax on it, and the return address was a medical publisher in Orlando. So that set off, the FBI, and everyone's descending on that to find out, did the anthrax come from there? And of course, it didn't. But it was just crazy. And when you look back on it, look at the things we're afraid of, and the things we covered, it's almost surreal at this point.
Shortly after September 11th, you went off to the theme parks with your family. Why'd you go there, and what did you experience?
Well, I went to Disney later in that week, and it was just so bizarre because you drove into the Magic Kingdom, and there was no trams, running in the parking lot. You could just drive up close enough to walk, and I'd never seen it like that. And then I went into Space Mountain, which is always a big one of their big lines, and I was in this big dark cavern by myself. It was empty, walking down to where the roller coaster was. And that scene was playing out all over. There was no lines at Universal. There was not even any parking attendants at Epcot at all. And to see that at Disney was just quite a shock.
There was also impacts you can see today. If you look back, you can see where they kind of started right after 9/11, and you've done some digging and thinking about this in terms of how today's venues, the physical policies that have impacted our local downtown venues, kind of germinated back around the 9/11 era.
Well, what happened at 9/11 was the convention center was under the new expansion was under construction. And suddenly they had this huge hit on their revenues from the hotel tax, and they didn't have a big reserve built up. And they were actually getting a little white-knuckled over there about, would they be able to make their payments if things got worse?
This is the folks at Orange County.
Right. And so when they were doing the new venues deal, the comptroller's office insisted that they build up a huge reserve, one capable of making the bond payments for an entire year. And that amounted to like $130 million. And so, stashing all that money in the mattress, has limited the amount of money going to the venues. I think the Performing Arts Center would be halfway done, if they didn't do that. But, they had to do that.